Good morning, Symphony Church. We'll be finishing out chapter 20 of 2 Samuel today, and I will be reading that for us. 2 Samuel 20, 14 through 26. And Sheba passed through all the tribes of Israel to Abel of Beth Maacah, and all the Beerites assembled and followed him in. And all the men who were with Joab came and besieged him in Abel of Beth Maacah. They cast up a mound against the city, and it stood against the rampart. And they were battering the wall to throw it down. Then a wise woman called from the city, "Listen, listen, tell Joab, come here that I may speak to you." And he came near her, and the woman said, "Are you Joab?" He answered, "I am." Then she said to him, "Listen to the words of your servant." And he answered, "I am listening." Then she said, "They used to say in former times, let them but ask counsel at Abel." And so they settled a matter. "I am one of those who are peaceable and faithful in Israel. You seek to destroy a city that is a mother in Israel. Why will you swallow up the heritage of the Lord?" Joab answered, "Far be it from me, far be it, that I should swallow up or destroy. That is not true. But a man of the hill country of Ephraim, called Sheba the son of Bichri, has lifted up his hands against King David. Give up him alone, and I will withdraw from the city." And the woman said to Joab, "Behold, his head shall be thrown to you over the wall." Then the woman went to all the people in her wisdom, and they cut off the head of Sheba the son of Bichri, and threw it out to Joab. So he blew the trumpet, and they dispersed from the city, every man to his home. And Joab returned to Jerusalem to the king. Now Joab was in command of all the army of Israel, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada was in command of the Cherethites and the Pelethites, and Adoram was in charge of the forced labor, and Jehoshaphat the son of Ahilud was the recorder, and Sheva was the secretary, and Zadok and Abiathar were priests, and Ira the Jairite was also David's priest. Now, chapter 20 of 2 Samuel takes us through quite a dramatic sequence of events. It almost feels like a whole season of Game of Thrones or something in one chapter of the Bible. In it, we're told of this defector named Sheba, son of Bichri, who gathers up the men of Israel to go against David. And so David sets his general, Joab, against Sheba. And being in character to what we've seen of Joab so far, his pursuit against Sheba is a brutal and bloody campaign. Joab eventually tracks down Sheba to the city of Abel of Beth Maacah. We're told that Sheba had passed through all the tribes of Israel on his way to Abel, and one can gather that now that Joab finally caught up to him, he wasn't prepared to let Sheba go. So Joab besieges Abel, and he and his army were preparing to break down the walls of the city to get to Sheba. Here's where the story takes a turn. What stops Joab from besieging the city is not an opposing army, or a powerful authority, or even some crazy, unforeseen disaster. It is the words of a wise woman. The wise woman calls to Joab from the city and tells him, "Hey, the city of Abel is like a mother in Israel. This city is a testimony to the heritage of the Lord. Will you go and destroy it?" And the woman's words touch Joab. Joab, fearsome and mighty commander of King David, who had killed mighty men without a second thought, who had no hesitation in shedding blood, is turned away toward peace by the voice of a single righteous person. Because of the voice of a single righteous person, a whole city is saved. If you think about it, the biblical narrative is driven by this paradigm. God often uses the voice of a single righteous person to further his plan. Moses's voice in the court of Pharaoh liberated the captive Israelites. Esther's voice, which bravely said, "If I perish, I perish," convinces King Ahasuerus to spare the Jews. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, and all the prophets' voices cried out to return to the Lord and to look ahead to the day of salvation, and they prophesied about the coming king. John the Baptist's voice, crying out in the desert, made a way for the Messiah. And Jesus, the truest voice of them all, proclaimed that it was finished, once and for all, on the cross. He proclaimed that he was the way, the truth, and the life, and that any and all who ate of his flesh and drank of his blood would have eternal life. I'm reminded by today's passage that just like how the wise woman did the unthinkable in saving the city of Babel, our faith revolves around a single righteous man's voice saving the world. And because of this reality, it is so important that we know his voice. In John 10, Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." In order to follow Jesus, we need to hear his voice. Everything we do in our faith is meant to help us hear his voice and follow his words. When we open the Bible, when we pray, when we go to church on Sundays, it's all to hear from our Good Shepherd. There are a lot of things that can distract us from stopping and listening as we go about our day. But let's just take some time right now to recenter our hearts, to take a moment and to listen for the voice of a righteous Savior. Let's pray that we can hear what he says throughout our day, and that we can live in the presence of the way and the truth and the life. Let's pray. Lord, help us to hear your voice. Help us to live in this reality that it is your voice that gives us truth and light in our life. Lord, there are a lot of different voices that tell us what we should be thinking, what we should be doing, what we should be striving for. But just as our faith revolves around this voice of truth, I pray that we not listen to anything else, to no one else but you. Jesus, we proclaim that you are King. We proclaim that your voice is the authority in our lives. So, Lord, I pray that for each and every one of us, that we go out today hearing your voice, doing what it says, loving to hear the voice of our Savior. Help us, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.